I think he's basically reading the signals. As far as economic rather is concerned, he's showing that, yes, certain things are not so well as originally projected. The economy is not performing. In fact, it's in a regression at the present moment because of the tight liquidity situation, the poor performance of the agricultural season, poor performance of the manufacturing sector, and also the lack of support, budgetary support, with very low and, FDI flowing into the country. So a combination of those factors, plus also, policy inconsistency and disharmony that is there within government, obviously, which then shies away, investment capital into the country until things are clear and there is stability within the country. So the country risk sector is also playing a big, contribution in terms of the uptake of the economy.
But can the economy fare any better next year?
Well, there are a number of factors, obviously. It depends on the fundamentals in the economy. And unfortunately, at the present moment, the rain season hasn't started off well. And there are no inputs into the agricultural sector, which means we are likely to end up with, again, a disappointing agricultural sector next year. Then secondly, the issue of foreign direct investment, and being in the election year next year, most people obviously will play a wait-and-see game, see what the outcome of the elections will be. So those are the major factors, obviously, at play at the present moment that we need to get against the uptake of the economy. So for now, I think, we will see at best a standstill economy until after the elections next year. That's when possibly we will begin to get a clearer direction in terms of which way the economy will go.